This Israel Report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. Hope you're well.
Boker Tov, I'm watching with some interest the primaries that are going on in the US right now ahead of the midterm elections. And for those people, and I know that I'm also responsible for having said this on one or two occasions, but when we say, like, you know, the anti-Semitism is blown out of proportion and it's just kind of, you know, a lot of loudmouth minorities who seem to somehow commandeer the social media in particular. Well, when you look at the primaries that are going on, especially in New York City for the Congress, and you see the individuals who are winning the primaries, then you honestly see people who are anti-Israel and anti-Semitic coming to the fore once again. So where we thought, I thought that Mamdani was maybe just a flash in the pan, that there really wasn't anybody else who could have stood up against him. And if there had been a credible candidate, that they probably would have won. Well, now some of his people, some of his ilk are being put to the fore in terms of winning primaries. So I'm a little frustrated. I mean, a little frustrated is an understatement, but when we see the hatred that comes forward and the fact that people are using this hatred, using this anti-Israel sentiment as part of their platform, it's just astonishing that they really are being elected.
Yeah, it really is. I was reading about it this morning, and it just is astounding. Talks between Israel and Lebanon took place in Washington yesterday. So what is the latest here? And could the return of Ron Arad's remains be part of this deal?
Well, there's certainly talk about it. And for people who are not entirely familiar with the story of Ron Arad, he was an Israeli Air Force navigator who was shot down in 1982. And we know for a fact that when he was shot down, he managed to parachute and he hit the ground alive. And what has happened to Ron Arad since 1982 until the present day is the subject for much speculation, but we're pretty sure that he's no longer alive. And so the best we can hope for is that his returns will be finally returned to Israel for burial, which is the least that he deserves, given that he was really held as a hostage and at some point, it seems, either died or was killed while being held in, well, we don't really know whether he was in Iran, he was in Syria, he was in Lebanon. It seems like he was in all of those places at one point or another. But the story of Ron Arad is really a very, very sad one. So we do hope that Ron Arad will finally be brought home for burial. But the thing that really caught my attention from the talks yesterday was the description by the Israeli ambassador, Yechiel Leiter, who he is one of the main protagonists in this in these discussions. And he says that these talks are heading for a train smash. That was the word, that was the way that he described it. And it seems a little pessimistic to describe things like that when he's really engineering at least one of the tracks of the talks. And essentially what he was saying is that he feels like that because of the fact that Iran's fingerprints are all over these talks. In other words, the talks seem to really focus a lot on Hezbollah and the Hezbollah withdrawal zones, even though Hezbollah is really not a party to these talks. And interestingly, Lebanese President Joseph Ayun was at the talks and he opened by calling upon Israel to vacate what he calls their occupation in southern Lebanon. But we do know that the real pretext for these talks is to somehow find a way to replace Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, that they are the main obstacles to peace. But it seems as if though what's going on in Switzerland and the talks between Iran and the US are really overshadowing the talks in Washington. And that's really the most concerning aspect of all of this, that, you know, while Israel and Lebanon are talking directly to each other about talks between Israel and Lebanon, which seems the most logical thing for them to do and the most logical parties to be involved. Unfortunately, what's going on between the US and Iran has a great influence. And because, of course, Iran's influence over Hezbollah, and because of Hezbollah's influence over not only southern Lebanon, but Lebanon in general, it all kind of seems very difficult. So Yehiel later is saying the Lebanon talks are, he describes them as a train wreck, actually. They're a train wreck. This is already the fifth round of talks between the two countries. And I don't know that we can really agree that there's been much progress. So while we are happy that the two countries are talking and that there is space, there is some common ground and place for us to keep these discussions going, and I think it is important, even though other things are happening which are very influential, I think it's important that these discussions do continue. But unfortunately, doesn't seem to be much place for progress here.
What I don't really understand is the, you know, all this talk about Israel being in Lebanon. It's obviously clear why Israel has a need to be there. But why is there no talk about why is Hezbollah there? You know, why? What are they doing there in the first place? What reason do they have to have a foreign army in a in another country? It's like everybody continues this discussion and almost creates this fiction, but the most basic thing is that Hezbollah has no right to be there.
Well, yeah, I think it's difficult for us to make a judgment about whether they have a right or not right to be there. I mean, obviously, Lebanon is a country for the Lebanese, and you're right to say that Hezbollah is like an implant into Lebanon, and doesn't seem logical. Doesn't seem logical that Hezbollah have this huge influence. But of course, this is Iran's influence, and the Lebanese civil war that has been ongoing and that took place some years ago, you started some years ago, really ruined all of what was going on in Lebanon. And why is Hezbollah in Lebanon? Well, I think it's pretty clear that Iran is trying to create a series of proxy armies to surround Israel, to ultimately remove Israel. So really, this is much, much less about what's going on in Lebanon, and it's much, much more about a foreign army that has been put in a convenient location to try to eradicate Israel. And unfortunately, in the process, has really created a lot of havoc internally in Lebanon. A civil war ruined a country that really had a lot going for it. And a potential peace partner with Israel, which, of course, is what is exactly what Iran was trying to avoid.
Yeah.
Or prevent, at least.
And in terms of the talks between the U.S. and Iran, how is that now? Because we spoke about Lebanon and Israel in Washington or in the U.S., and now there's obviously U.S. and Iran. How is that progressing?
Well, in a concerning sort of way, I suppose, because the latest thing that the mediators have announced, this is Qatar and Pakistan, who are the mediating countries. They've announced this oversight body for Lebanon. So this is, again, let's just be clear about this. Talks between the US and Iran that are being mediated by Qatar and Pakistan that have now announced an oversight body for Lebanon. So again, you know, as we discussed yesterday, there's no embarrassment or no attempt to conceal Iran's concern about what's going on in Lebanon and Iran's desire and certainly their objective to make sure that they continue to have great deal of control and influence and control over what goes on in Lebanon. Now, here's the interesting thing. this overseeing body is part of some sort of a deconfliction mechanism for Lebanon. And the idea is that this mechanism will limit Israeli military action to apparently only imminent threats. So Israel will be policed in terms of what they're doing in southern Lebanon right now, and they will only be allowed to respond to what's considered to be imminent threats rather than a broader category which is considered to include emerging threats as well as imminent threats. And the people, the parties who will form part of this deconfliction mechanism are the US, Iran, Lebanon, Qatar, and Pakistan. Those are the countries that will be deciding whether Israel is acting appropriately in southern Lebanon and responding to only imminent threats rather than emerging threats. And Israel's voice in this particular deconfliction mechanism is not being heard at all. Israel doesn't feature anywhere in all this, but the idea is to somehow make sure that Israel behaves in a certain way. So this is really very, very absurd. And it kind of harks back to the framework that was established in November of 2024, which included Israel at that stage, Israel, Lebanon, the United States, France, and the United Nations. That was the previous framework that was set up. So Prime Minister Netanyahu yesterday made a speech, or he made an announcement where he responded to this new deconfliction mechanism. And interestingly, his statement was in Hebrew rather than being in English as well. And his statement was pretty clear that Israel's activities and Israel's operations in southern Lebanon remain unchanged, and that Israel, and he specifically made the statement, Israel will be responding to imminent threats as well as emerging threats, and that nobody, not even this newly formed or newly announced deconfliction mechanism, will limit Israel's rights and Israel's operations in southern Lebanon. And President Isaac Herzog also made a similar statement where he said that Israel would not be limited, in their operations in southern Lebanon. But this is just one of the weirdest things and the most one of the most to understand in terms of how this group of the US, Iran, Lebanon, Qatar, and Pakistan, they are the ones who are going to decide whether Israel's actions in southern Lebanon are according with rules that have been laid down by them rather than in accordance with actions that are required to protect the state of Israel. Very strange.
Very, the absurdity. It is just absolutely impossible to fathom. That is where we do need to leave it. Anthony Reich, thank you as always. It is about to go 8 o'clock. Anthony Reich, back with us tomorrow morning, 7:45.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.